Welcome to The Design Rules with your host, Wanda Colon. The Design Rules is brought to you by the Academy of Home Staging and Design. Design and business startup training for home stagers and interior designers. Be bold. Design your life. Here's your host, Wanda Colon.
Hi, I'm Wanda Colon. I've been in the interior design and home staging industry for over 20 years. During that time, I was lucky enough to host interior design shows like TLC's Homemade Simple for 6 seasons and HGTV's 24-Hour Design for 4 seasons. My design motto is simple. I like to make the world beautiful, one house at a time. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to talk about the business of design, tips and trends, answer any questions on your home projects, and introduce you to national industry professionals that I like to call my partners. Hi, and welcome to the Design Rules. I have a very special guest today. Her name is Mariah Rosen. She is a realtor, an interior designer, a home stager, a wine lover, which is why I love her so much, a foodie, and a cook. Hi, Mariah. Welcome to the Design Rules.
Hello, Wanda. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So I'm really excited to have you because you have so many things under your belt, and I love that. And you're really young. And so I feel like you're super driven. I met Mariah because she just finished taking a class at the Academy of Home Staging and Design. She took the interior design class, and I was immediately impressed by you. I felt like you were super driven. You had a lot of focus, and you came here for a reason.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was so excited when I found out about the Academy. I originally was sent the link from Holly, who is my broker, who I love to death and has gotten me into real estate and has completely taken me under her wing. But she knew how much into interior design and staging and how much more I wanted to be doing it. So she sent me the link. And at first it said New York. And I was like, oh, okay, that'll be cool. I guess I'll just go have a week in New York and have that experience. And then I saw it was Northern LA. And I was like, okay, that's me. And then it was Valencia. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's down the street. Like, this is just meant to be. Exactly. And then just going and experiencing the class was just, it just beat my expectations completely.
Oh, good.
Can't stop raving about it. Honestly, it was such an awesome experience.
And we'll get to all of that later, but I kind of want to talk to you about being a foodie, because I'm also a foodie. I absolutely love to cook. My favorite thing is to go grocery shopping, and people think I'm absolutely crazy. They're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you know, when we were doing COVID, everybody was doing Instacart and having food delivered. And that was the thing that was depressing me the most. Like, I love going to the grocery store. I take a long time at the grocery store. I never know what I'm going to get till I get there. I don't care if it takes me a long time. I love farmers markets. I grew up going to the farmers market with my father every week. So I love the whole process of it. So talk to me about you're being a foodie. What do you love to cook? And what do you love to eat?
So I'm definitely the same way. I mean, I go to the grocery store as like a way to decompress. I feel like it's like my way of relaxing. And I'm exactly the same way. I spend way too much time in the grocery stores. I've had ex-boyfriends get mad at me because of that. But it's like, what do I do? I love cooking. I have to go down like every aisle, maybe multiple times, because I probably missed something. But yeah, I just love throwing things together. I don't really follow recipes. I might like loosely follow them, but then I just kind of make things up as I go. During COVID, I feel like I really, really started cooking, which was so fun. And my family obviously loved that because then they had like a personal chef all the time. But I was definitely the same way during COVID. I feel like I never even did the grocery delivery. I just tried finding stores that were open because having other people pick out my food was just weird. And I feel like the wrong things were picked. And yeah, I needed my little relaxation time in the grocery store.
I know. I feel the same way. Tell me, what's your favorite thing to cook right now? Because I'm sure it changes.
It does change. I was really big into like homemade pasta and pasta sauce during COVID. I really like making just like one big meal, like one big pot meal, just because it's easy cleanup. So I do a lot of like shepherd's pie and things like that.
That's my husband's favorite thing in the world, is shepherd's pie. Like every time he sees any kind of Irish pub, he's like,
a Guinness and shepherd's pie, and he's a happy man. So exactly. You'll have to give me your recipe.
I will. Yeah. Again, I like don't really follow anything. I have a note in my phone. I'm like slowly putting together a cookbook. Cool. But I very loosely follow recipes. It's just like a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
So what's really cool is during COVID, one of my really good friends here, her name is Patrice. She's Italian from New York and she makes her own sauce. So she taught me how to make her homemade marinara sauce. And let me just tell you, my house smelled delicious for days, like the garlic. And, you know, we had to go to this little authentic Italian meat market to get like special meat and this onion to, you know, kind of char the pot first. It was really cool. Like it was a whole process. And you know what? You would have loved it because we were drinking wine as it was cooking. You know,
you just throw a little bit of the wine in the sauce while you're doing it too. It just adds flavor.
Yeah, we did that and we had a lot of wine that we consumed
while
as well.
Doing it. Yes, that's the best part of cooking, honestly. You just open a bottle while you're doing it and then the food ends up tasting better anyway.
I think so too. So we're on the same page. I knew that we were like-minded. So Mariah, tell me what made you get into this field. Like I know that you're a realtor. So talk to me first about how you became a realtor, why you became a realtor. Talk to me about your market a little bit. Like, where do you work? I do know Holly Thompson. She's amazing. I've done some stagings for her. She's really cool. So I love that she's kind of your mentor.
She is.
So yeah, just tell me a little bit about, you know, being a realtor in Santa Clarita.
Yeah. So I've been a realtor now for about 2 years. Been working with Holly the whole time. She's been amazing. She's been actually telling me to get into real estate for about 5+ years. After college, I decided to go the corporate route and I worked for a couple law firms and then I went and did marketing. And then that led me actually to sales in the commercial real estate world. So it kind of went hand in hand. And then when COVID happened, I was like, okay, let me rethink what I want to do. I'm not super happy with having to commute for corporate and drive down to an office and work that 9-to-5 constantly. And it was honestly like a very male-driven career that I was in. And that was a little hard too. So once COVID hit, I really like just made a list of things that I like and what I want to do. And everything pointed towards real estate. So I signed up for the course literally that day and contacted Holly. And I was like, I'm doing it. I'm going to get my license. I'm going to work for you. And now we're here and I'm loving it. And it then went to staging and then the interior design, which I know we'll get into, but it's been so cool just having this career now that just feels like it's all clicking and I'm going in the right direction. I've always been super artsy. I went to school as a fine arts major is how I started. And then I switched over to theater, but I didn't really like the onstage aspect of it. I did all the behind the scenes. So I was doing like the special effects makeup. And then I started doing the set design, which I loved. And that went from everything from building the sets to setting the sets. And I totally, totally loved that and felt like that was where I should be. But again, then after college, then I did some makeup and set design on the side, but I just then decided to get an office job. But
so I don't know if you know this, but I majored in theater and I minored in fine arts.
See, so we're so much alike. It's so funny.
I know. You know what? It's funny how creative people do get drawn to each other. I think, you know, so that's really funny, but I was like, oh my God, I majored in theater and it was kind of the same thing, but I did a lot of plays. Like I was in a lot of plays growing up. I've written some plays and, I love everything about the theater. I love everything about it. The one thing that did scare me was set design. Like it was, I was like not wanting to take set design and it just really scared me. And then the minute I did it, the first thing I did, like it was just so great and so creative. And, you know, to see the set go from a blank canvas to something so 3D was really amazing. And I learned so much about myself, you know, and really then like that was my passion, like set design. And I remember the school that I went to, everybody had to do their theater show, their show at the end of the year. for their senior year. And I was ending up doing like so many sets for people. And I was like, wait, who's going to do my set when I have to do my show? Which I was a control freak. So I ended up doing my own set. But that's what I so I think you hit home in something. You know, during COVID, I feel like we received a lot of phone calls into the academy from people that were just kind of like looking at their lives and saying, how can I live my best life? And how can I work and do something that I'm passionate about and that I love instead of what I've been doing? So we've been getting a lot of that. And it takes a special person and someone who I always say is willing to take that leap of faith and someone who's brave, you know? And I love your background that it says, be nice, work hard, be brave. I'm going to steal that. I love it.
Thank you. No, I love this too. It's actually a blanket. It's the softest blanket ever, but we put it up on the wall because
I love that so much. So I just feel like, you know, it does take bravery to say in this climate, in this financial climate, to become an entrepreneur, to say, I'm going to believe in what I want to do and believe in myself enough to take this leap of faith and to do this work. So first of all, I'm so glad you took the class. I thought you were, from the minute I met you, I just felt like you were a breath of fresh air and you had such a great attitude and you were willing to do the work, you know, and that's also really something that touches me because a lot of times people will think of interior design and home staging more like a hobby and not a business. And that's not what we teach. We teach the business of, you know, and how to make money and how to make this your career. But what's so great is that it's a career that you're gonna love. I always say that when someone asks me what I do and I say, oh, I'm an interior designer, nobody looks at me and goes, oh, that sucks. You know? Exactly. So welcome. Welcome to this industry. It's a beautiful industry and I love all of the new people coming into it. So what made you decide to take, like, what made you jump in and say, all right, I'm going to do this?
So I was doing staging and I feel or felt confident in my eye and what I was picking and all of that, but I wanted more of, like you said, the business side. I needed that kind of backbone and guidance into how to correctly form this business and run it alongside my real estate career. And I really needed that extra guidance, which was amazing. And you were able to provide. But on top of that, I mean, I think it really gave me the confidence that I do kind of know what I'm doing, or at least can talk to clients and figure out what they're looking for and go from there. And that was amazing. But again, the staging, it was kind of taking off and felt like momentum was building. And I just wanted that extra backbone of experience and knowledge to be able to take this to the next level.
And so I know that you said that you were doing some staging. And did you get some kind of formal training in that? Or you just were like, I'm going to jump in and do this?
I was like, I'm just going to jump in and do this.
Okay.
I mean, my mom did interior design for a while when I was younger too. And so I helped her and I would go to the event shows and vendor shows and help her pick out items. And so I feel like I really grew up in this industry, or at least tried to immerse myself in it as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So it's just cool to see now it all come to fruition and me doing it myself. It's pretty cool.
Well, I'm really glad that you're going to take the class because the staging, the fundamentals of the business of staging, there's so many ways to really add to your business. And we really get into that. So I'm excited for you. I think that your career is going to be exactly what you want. So I'm really happy for you for that. Let's talk a little bit about you as a realtor. Are you a buyer's or a seller's agent?
So I'm mostly a buyer's agent. I do help Holly though on the seller side. So I work as like her selling coordinator, our listing coordinator. So I work with her sellers and just try to make sure they feel comfortable because there's a lot that's happening in their house and there's, you know, a lot of things are being moved around and different people coming in and out. So I just help her make sure they're calm and they feel taken care of and they're keeping on track. But then I do work with buyers as well. And new buyers that come our way, and it's just a hard market and people are getting super discouraged. And as a newer agent, that's a little hard too, trying to guide people on this path. But this is the only market really I've worked in, and the only market I've experienced has been this crazy one. So
do you see some changes happening? Because I noticed that the houses, the prices, they're starting to come down a little bit.
They are,
I'm in Florida, so my market's a little bit different. I'm in Tampa. My market's a little bit different. So I noticed that because we bought our house. We bought our house, and the very next day, it went up. Like, the market just went crazy. So we bought our house at a really good time. And then it seemed like a year later, our house was worth so much more. And then to do a little prep for our interview, I looked again, and it's now like coming down. I'm like, hey, wait, maybe we should have sold it.
It is. I mean, I think with the interest rates going up now, there's less of a buyer pool. So people aren't affording what they thought they could afford. So that's making then there's not as many offers. We're seeing maybe only like 2 to 5 rather than the 15 to 25 that we were seeing. And they're not necessarily going crazy over asking anymore. It seems like it's either at asking or maybe like 10,000 over. It really doesn't seem like it's becoming such a frenzy like it was before, which is good.
You know what I thought was really crazy too? Where did all this cash come from? Everybody was like cash offers.
I know. I'm like, our homes. You share? Like,
I was like, where's all this money? People were like taking the money out from underneath their mattresses, or what was going on? Like, I thought that was really crazy.
It was crazy. I don't know if a lot of people were taking money out of the stock market or things like that, but it seemed like, all of a sudden all these people just had cash to burn, and it was crazy. I felt so bad for the people that were FHA or, you know, the first time home buyers that don't have that amount. And these people are coming in and buying their second, third house cash. And it's hard, but these are starting to settle. So hopefully those first time home buyers will start to be able to get back in. And
I actually love that this is your experience. You know, this is kind of your jumping ground. And, you know, now you're going to experience how the market was, you know, years ago. And, you know, that's, I think, what I love about our whole industry as a whole, you know, real estate, home staging, interior design, they all work really well. Like, they work hand in hand. Right. So I know that my ideal clients, when I was doing more stagings, were realtors, were brokers. Those are my ideal clients. And then when I do interior design, their clients are my ideal clients. So it's kind of like we're working all in the same pool, pretty much. And what you're going to discover too with home staging and interior design, when you're busy in home staging, you may not be as busy in interior design, and vice versa. It's kind of like it works with the market. But what's so great about that is when you carry so many services under your umbrella, you're always busy. And being your own boss, you can set the boundaries as to, you know, when you want to work and what you want to do and what client you want to work with. I feel like for me, that was the best part of interior design and home staging and just having my own business, is being able to say, I'm not going to work with you because I'm not feeling you.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, that's what one of the biggest changes from coming from corporate and corporate sales, where it was like, you have to make that sale. You have to make the connection, even if they're a sleazeball to you. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you have to make it happen. And so this, it's like, it's such a breath of fresh air to be like,
it is.
To have to work for someone who's like, you know what? No, I don't like how they talk to you. Like, we don't need them as a client. Like that's, it's so nice. Like, I just feel so protected in like the work environment that I'm in, and I'm creating my own business as well and working as my own boss. It's really cool.
So talk to me a little bit about, how do you market yourself?
A lot of it's social media. So a lot on there, which I think everyone's doing. But a lot on social media. Holly's amazing with that too. She has a social media expert who handles her Instagram and everything like that, and is constantly tagging me and our team for us to repost. We have the website as well. And then I'm starting my design website, which should be up and running, and all of that's getting going. But right now it's mostly social media.
And then you just talked about your website. Do you have a business name?
We do. We're Imaginative Staging and Design.
Okay, great. And do you know what your website is going to be?
It's going to be imaginativesd.com.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, make sure you send me that link so that when we air the podcast, I will share that with everybody so that they can see your work. So talking about your work, let's talk about the design class, because we have some really, really great news to share with everybody. What I do try to bring to the class is a real client. I always either have one of my clients that are redoing a room or whatever opportunity I can find for the students. So it was just so great. I was on my way to Los Angeles. A really good friend of mine owns a restaurant in Santa Clarita. I had helped him with the original design about 6 or 7 years ago. And he called me and said, the restaurant needs to be revamped. And I was like, oh yes, it does. And he said, you know, do you have time to come in and do the redesign it? And I was like thinking, you know, we don't normally do commercial design in the class, but I thought, what a great opportunity to have the class do the design plan for this restaurant. So we had about 6 design plans for the restaurant. The restaurant is called Neely's. Is it Neely's Cafe?
Neely's Skillet.
Neely's Skillet. That's right. Neely's Skillet. And we had 6 design plans. And congratulations, Mariah. They selected you to not only they loved your design the most, they felt like you really got them the most. And they actually are hiring you to implement the design for Neely's Skillet.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I was so shocked when I found out. I mean, I loved putting the design plan together. I had so much fun doing that. I felt like I really got them. So that was so nice to hear that I felt that too. But I'm very excited to see it all come together and bring it to life. I think it's going to be amazing.
I am so excited. First of all, I really loved your design plan. So just to give people a little bit of background, what I did was I gave everyone 2 weeks to come up with a design plan. And we go through this whole thing during class where we teach you how to create that design plan with visuals and a budget and everything else. And so I gave everyone 2 weeks. And then out of all of the design plans, Neil and I and his wife, Haiti, we selected the top 4 designers. And you were one of the top 4s after you guys submitted. I didn't give you guys a lot of feedback, just very little. And then we set up a Zoom meeting where everyone had to sit and listen to everyone's pitch. So I remember that you were pitching your ideas and your design plan, and I text you.
Yeah.
I text you because I didn't text anyone else. I text you and I said, what did I say?
I said, oh my God, I love it. I'm so proud of you.
Yes. I was like blown away. I was really blown away by your design plan. I thought, this is really great. And what I love, because it, you know, business is also about networking. It's about building that rapport with someone. And I feel that you did that the best right off the bat. You shared your commonality with the client. So that immediately made them feel like you were part of their community. And I thought that was really brilliant of you to do. You mentioned that you went to school where their children are going to school. I thought that was brilliant. I don't know how you figured or found that out. So you did research on your own.
Research.
That was really brilliant.
On my ways. Okay.
And so what's really cool about this project is Neil is, he is Jewish and he's from New York City. And, you know, he was my neighbor for many years. And I used to always call him the mayor, because anything that you wanted to know about, like what's the best restaurant, where the places to go, anything at all. I never had to do Yelp. I just called Neil. He knew everybody. He knew so many people. And so that's his personality. He's got a really big personality. He's got a gorgeous wife. Her name is Haiti. She's from Los Angeles. She's of Mexican descent. She's spicy, you know? And so it was kind of, that's what was missing in the restaurant. I felt like the restaurant really didn't speak of who they were. Now, when they first opened the restaurant, like 6 or 7 years ago, they didn't have a big budget. Like they were like, look, we're just gonna paint, you know, we're gonna just do with what we have. And I was like really disappointed because I really thought like, let's put some money into this. This could be amazing. We can, you know, really build on your story. But they were like, we just wanna open. And I get that. I totally get that. So now after so many years, they're like, we now have the budget and the luxury to take our time and do what we wanted to always do. So I felt that you really got that. I felt that you brought in the beautiful colors and the warmth that Haiti is all about, you know, but then there was like that slick graffiti kind of vibe that you brought to the table for Neil, and somehow it all worked together. And I know this sounds crazy, but we will share pictures of her design plan if that's cool with you.
Of course. Yeah. No, I'd love for
it. Okay, good. Because I'd love to share some pictures. I want to put it on our website. Like, I am so excited about this. And, you know, we'll see what happens, but I'm very excited. I'm going to be here to help you every step of the way. So don't get nervous. We'll get through this together, but their timeframe is kind of quick.
It's kind of quick. Yeah. So
we've got a lot of work to do.
Yes, I know. I'm starting to schedule, trying to get people out there to like fully measure and get everything starting to go so we can start ordering and start getting Perfect. Things on track for July. But
awesome. Very, awesome. Very and we'll talk, you know, some other time and kind of come up with a game plan, like a time schedule of what needs to happen. But I'm really, really excited. What was the best besides, you know, getting this great commercial job right off the bat? What was the best part of the class for you?
Honestly, I think the coolest part of the class was being with other like-minded people. That was, I honestly just didn't know what to expect. For some reason, I was worried that maybe it was going to be a younger group and I just didn't know what to expect, or people that maybe weren't taking it as seriously as I was. And it was just so refreshing to be with a group of people that everyone got along. It felt like everyone was there for the same reason. Everyone worked so well together, and it made the class even better. I mean, learning everything obviously was incredible, and having all the vendors come in and speakers and learning all the details, but having classmates that really just felt like they were supporting you along the entire way and everyone was working together, it just made such a difference. And it's so cool to say, I feel like these people are now going to be my friends forever or colleagues. And I feel like we're going to work on projects in the future, which is so cool.
I felt the same way. I've been doing this for, I want to say 10 years at least. And what was really amazing to me is we're finally seeing the light at the end of the COVID tunnel, right? And I was really surprised that the class was sold out. And yeah, so the first class that we did live, we only had a couple of students. So that's kind of hard when there's just a couple of students because the energy isn't there,
yeah,
right? And they were wonderful, but it was just kind of like, and then all of a sudden, the class, this is the second live class that I've done since COVID. We're completely sold out. And immediately the energy walking into the room was very different than any other class that I've ever done. And I mean, I have always loved all of my graduates. I absolutely love them. And they're just amazing. And so many of them are successful. And I'm so proud. But your class, everyone had, I don't know if it was because they were just, everybody was like, I'm free, COVID's finally, like,
I'm in public, yay.
We're finally doing something we really want to do. But the energy was very different. And everybody was excited to be there, happy to be there. They felt privileged to be there. And for me, it was an honor to be part of your journey. So I even got super emotional on graduation day, which I was like, I don't know if I've ever done that before, But I got really emotional because I thought, wow, this group is going to do some magical things in our industry. And the reason that I do this, Mariah, is because I love my industry. You know, it's been so good to me, and that I'm able to share it with you guys is really, it is, it's an honor. And I was just super excited. And we do this white box challenge. Everybody did such a great job that it was exciting to see. And I agree with you. I feel like all of you are colleagues and peers, and you have a special bond. And I've noticed that you're keeping in touch with each other. And I think that's really important. And when I was sharing with everyone that you had gotten the job at Neely's, like, I felt like everybody was really genuinely happy for you. And they all felt like you deserved it. So that was really exciting to see. No one called me or texted me and said, well, why did I get it? You know, kind of thing where, you know, that happens sometimes, you know, where
everyone was so sweet. I mean, I got texts and calls after from classmates congratulating me. And just, again, everyone was so sweet. It just, everything beat my expectations with the class, honestly. Like, I went in with an open mind and I was so excited, and it blew me away. So I'm so excited for the staging class. I can't wait. I know that some of my classmates are going to be in that one. So I can't wait to be back in class with them and back with you, of course. And I'm making my sister take the staging class as well, so that
awesome.
She has some of that knowledge under her belt, because she wants to be working with me. And yeah, I want her to have that extra refined knowledge and feel more confident in herself too.
Where do you see your business going in the next few years? Like, because you're doing a lot. So what direction do you see yourself going?
I do love real estate. I have a little bit of a hard time, I'm going to be honest, with the sales side. I don't feel like I'm pushy enough for that. Uh-huh. But I love the design element. I love showing home buyers. I feel like I do a really good job of being able to visualize a space, which so many people can't. So that's why I love taking buyers to homes when they're like, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. And it's like, that can be an easy change, and you can just do this and this. And they're like, oh yeah, I didn't even think about that. So I love that aspect of it. I mean, I would love for it to tie into both, where I'm being able to help buyers buy a home and then help them create it into the space that they want. That's like my ideal in the next 5 years. So hopefully.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah. You know, the thing is, why not do it all?
Yeah.
Why not? We can. And I feel like for me, the same thing, you know, I love teaching, I love having clients, but I love to, at this point in my life, I really love the teaching aspect of it. And now I have this podcast, and I'm able to really communicate with all of my peers and my mentors and my colleagues. And I love that we have, you know, homeowners that are looking for tips and all of that. So it's kind of like an ideal job. Like, I really like, we're very lucky.
We are. I'm literally grateful every day. It's like you said, we get for the most part to make our own schedules and all of that. And yes, it's very busy and our weekends are mostly gone, but I mean, it's a great business. Every aspect of it is awesome.
So do you have any tips for, let's say, buyers or sellers? Do you have some tips that you'd like to share when they're selling their home or when they're buying? Like, give some homeowners out there that are either interested in selling or buying some tips.
Yeah. So for sellers, I mean, a lot of it, again, is buyers have a very hard time visualizing the space and being able to see it as theirs. So that's why it's so important to scale back on your personal items. And then that gets a little weird, but as a seller, just remember, you're kind of preparing yourself for packing. You're already getting the process started. So putting those family pictures away and kind of decluttering, it will already get the packing process started for you. And it'll just help as far as getting your home sold, because more buyers will be able to visualize themselves in a space. I think it said like 85% or might even be higher of people can't visualize a space correctly. So it's really important, I think, for a seller to just try to neutralize their space as much as possible to ideal to every buyer.
Right.
And then for buyers, I know during COVID, everyone started doing a lot of DIY and doing a lot of things themselves, and which is great. I mean, we can watch YouTube videos and figure so much out. But as far as real estate goes, I think it's so important to actually hire a real estate agent and stick with one real estate agent instead of, I think a lot of people right now think that they can do it themselves and that they can hop to the different listing agents and put in their offer there and just kind of do the search and everything themselves. And what they're missing is all the behind the scenes things that happen where the agents are talking on the phone constantly. They're finding out about the other offers. There's just so many other aspects that then they miss out on when they're going directly to the listing agent and being like, okay, just put in an offer for me. They're missing, you know, the support that they would have from an agent that's worked with them for a while, being able to really push for them and someone that knows the area too. I think a lot of buyers are just like, I'll just get an agent from Orange County to come up to Santa Clarita, and they don't know the area at all. And that's really hard, especially for a buyer. If you don't know where you're going and you don't know how the schools are, you don't know where the parks are or any, you know, you don't know the area. I feel like that's, it's hard to be sold on it or know what you're getting yourself into.
I think that is such awesome, awesome advice. You know, I can't emphasize enough, even with like staging, hire a professional, hire someone who's gotten the foundation, who has the education, who has the certification, you know, hire, get a real estate agent in the market area that you're, I mean, I just think that's a brilliant tip. And I agree with you. I think that during COVID, people were like, I can do it all myself, you know? And when it comes to making bread, yes, do it.
But when it comes to even that, I mean, could be questionable, but yes, try to make the bread. Let me buy you your house though.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my God. That's such great advice. Okay. So I first want to thank you for being on our show. I absolutely cannot wait to see everything that you're going to be doing. We're super excited about Neely's. Congratulations once again. And I have one final question for you. And it's a question that I ask everyone is what's the craziest or funniest thing that's ever happened to you, like in your career or in a client's home or something like that?
So I was trying to think of this. So like funny things have happened where like
it winter was in people's homes, crazy shit happens.
Yes, home people do some odd things. I mean, I love always seeing like the weird animals people have. That's always fun. One was I was showing this house and it was a newlywed couple and they were very, very quiet, like barely said any words. It was just like, oh, this is nice. Okay. And very reserved. And then we get to this house and everything's very bright colors, very vibrant. And then we get into the garage and then there's a stripper pole. And that was the loudest I've ever heard them. They were dying laughing. They thought it was the funniest thing in the world. So then after that, then we actually like bonded over the stripper pole, which was funny and had something to talk about, but that was really funny. And then another story that I thought of, which was kind of a scary story. I always love kind of like ghost stories. So I was going to leave on this note, but this was right after COVID when we first were able to do open houses again. And I met my colleague, Carrie, who just started out in the real estate business as well. And so we were holding the open house together and we had never met and we're sitting in this house. Nobody's there. And we hear full on 10 footsteps going upstairs. And we're like, okay. So we get up, we do a loop around the house. Nobody's there. So we go back, we sit down. About 5 minutes later, we hear a man sigh. It's like the loudest.
No way.
Yeah. Again, we had chills. It was creepy. And then a door slammed. It was like one thing after the other. We like ran out.
Can I just tell you? Anymore. The back of my hair just stood up. It did.
That was the only time that's happened. But yeah, it was creepy. It was like one thing after the other. The footsteps, the heavy sigh was the creepiest one. Yeah, because we both like felt it over our shoulders.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Okay, that's the best story I've gotten in a while. I love it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insight on the class, on your career. I love the tips that you gave all the listeners out there. Once again, I can't wait to see, you know, what happens with Neely's Skillet and everything else in your career. Good luck to you and congratulations again. And thank you so much for being on the Design Rules.
Thank you, Wanda.
Thanks for listening.